Welcome back, everybody. Tamen Yomi Terev Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis 103B, and we are on the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Mishnah told us, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda Matzino." That Rabbi Yehuda said that if you take a short name from a long name, like Shein Mishimon or from Shmuel, then you are going to be chayav for Kosev as well. So it says the Gemara, "Ela Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Osios Vehin Shnei Shemos Udmechayev Shtei Osios Vehin Shnei Mechad Lo Mechayev." What seems to come out from our Mishnah, what we can infer from there, is that if you have two separate letters, like Shem, like Shin Mem, then you're going to be chayav. But if you had two letters that were the same exact letter, then a person wouldn't be chayav. This is what seems to come out. But is this really true? V'hatani, but it was taught in a brisa, and we're going to see we have many different shitos in this brisa. We're going to go through the brisa, and then we are going to analyze the brisa going back. So v'hatani, but it's taught in a brisa, the asa acha. So the Torah tells us, when talking about karban chatz, it says, nefesh tiseh chatam b'shkaga mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'asana v'asa me'achas mehina. So we've seen this whole discussion back on Daf Ayinish area. So we're going to now discuss what these psukim teach us over here. So the asa acha, so when he will do one of them, yachol, you might think, achi yichtov ko Hashem, that someone's only going to be chayav once they write the entire name that they plan. So they meant to write Shimon or Shmuel. So you would only be chayav once you wrote that whole name. V'achi yerog ko habeged, or unless he weaves the entire garment that he was weaving. V'achi yaseh ko anafor, unless he makes the entire basket he was making. Tamun lomar me'achas, comes the Torah and says, me'achas, from one, to teach us that the person doesn't necessarily have to do the entire malacha that they were planning to do in order to be chayv. Ask the Gemara, imei achas, if it's true that we are learning from one, can be learned out that way. Yachol, so you might think, afil lo kasav ela osa achas, velo arag ela chot echad, velo asa ela bayis echad benafa. So you might think that if once we're saying you don't need the entire malacha, then maybe even if you only wrote one letter, or if you only wove one thread, or if you only made one part of this basket, that you're also going to be chayv. Tamud lomar, top of kufkimo and beis, achas. Comes the Torah and teaches us achas, haketzat, so what does this mean? Eino chayv achikto Shem katan mi shem gadol, shem mi Shimon u Shmuel, Noach mi Nachor, Don mi Daniel, Gad mi Gadiel. So what we learn out from the contradictory phrases within this pasuk is that you're only going to be chayav when you write a small name from a bigger name, but it has to be a name by itself. So if you write Shem mi Shimon or mi Shmuel, that's going to be a problem. Or Noach mi Nachor, even though you only wrote part of what you did, but it was its own entity by itself, so you are going to be chayav in that situation. Same with Don Daniel, same with Gad and Gadiel. That is the first shita in the brisa. This is the shita of the Tanakama. Comes the Bryson now with the second Shita, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, and this is why we bring it here, because this is going to be a problem, because our Mishnah had Rebbe Yehuda's Shita, that you're going to be Chayev only seemingly if you wrote two separate letters, so like Shem Mishimon, like we pointed out, but comes this other Shita of Rebbe Yehuda and the Bryson, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Afilu Kasvela Shtei Osios Vehein Shem Echad Chayev, that even if you wrote two of the same letter, you are going to be Chayev, Kigon Shesh Teis Rar Gach Chach, so Gag and Chach. So let's say you had a word that has two shins, tufs, or reishes, or gimels, or cheses, and you just wrote the first two of those letters. So you wrote two shins, or two tufs, or two gimels, two reishes, two cheses, then you are also going to be chayav. This seems to be very different than what we saw from the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Third shita in this brisa, Amar Rabbi Yosi Uvichi Mishum Kosevu Chayav. Are you really going to be chayav for writing? Alo Inu Chayav El Mishum Roshim. You're going to be chayav for marking the things out. Shekin Roshim Akashia Mishkan, because they used to mark off the boards of the Mishkan. And why would they do that? Leido Ezuhi Ben Zugo, to figure out which one is in the right order. Lefichach Sarat Srita Achas Al Shnei Nisarim. Therefore, if someone scratches one scratch on two boards, Oshtei Sritos Al Neser Echad, or if they scratch on one board, Chayav, you are going to be Chayav, even though you didn't write any letters, just these scratches are going to make you chayav. Now a fourth sita. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rabbi Shimon says the asa me'achas. The pasuk told us the asa achas, and he will do one yachol. You might think achi yektov es kol hashem, until you write the entire word that you plan to write. So if you meant to write Shmuel, you're only going to be chayav once you write Shmuel. Achi yero kol habeged, achi yase kol es kol anafa. Talmud lomar me'achas. So comes the pasuk and teaches us me'achas, from one, which teaches us ime'achas yachol afilu kasav ela osa achas afilu argel achot echav afilu osa ela bayis echad benafa. So it comes the Torah and tells us me'achas that you're even going to be chayav if you only did part of it. So you might think, even if you only wrote one letter or did one thing of the weaving or made only part of the basket, you might think in Michayev, Tamud lomar achas, haketan ino chayav achi yasa melacha shekayote ba miskayemes. You're only going to be chayav when you do a melacha that on its own is something worthwhile. Now you might be thinking, oh, this is exactly the same as the Tanakama, why are we repeating it? Good question, because that's going to be the question of the Gemara later. We're going to have to figure out what this shita of Rabbi Shimon is coming to bring to us. Now comes the brisa with a final element, which is Rabbi Yosi Omer, the asa achas, the asa hena. So the pasuk tells us that if he will do one, and if he does hena, and if he does them, so what's this referring to? Pa'amim shechayev achas al kula, nu pa'amim shechayev al kol achas v'achas. There are times that you're going to be chayev only one karban chatas for doing many isurim, and times you're going to be chayev for every single isur that you violate. And we pointed out earlier on the daf ayin that this is going to depend on what you made a mistake with in terms of being shogeg. Did you forget that it was Shabbos and did many melachos, or you forgot that these melachos were usher, but you knew it was Shabbos? So that's going to determine whether you're going to be chayev a lot of karbonos or only ogro karbonos. This is the end of the brisa. Now, we had many problems with this brisa. So comes the Gemara and says, Katani Miyah, we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afil lo kasav el shtei osios v'hein sheim echad chayev. That it sounds very clearly, Rabbi Yehuda says, that even if you write two of the same letter, you're going to be chayev on Shabbos. But our Mishnah told us, he did not hold that way. It has to be two separate letters. How can we answer this? Comes the Gemara and says, lo kasha. It's not a difficulty. Hadide hadirabe. One is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda himself, and one is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi. Detanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabban Gamliel. He said in the name of his Rabbi Rabban Gamliel. Filo kasvel shtei osios vein shemechad chayv kigon sheish teis rar gag v'gach. So the shita of his Rebbe is that you're going to be chayv even if you wrote two of the same letters, but Rebbe Yehuda's shita, like we saw in the Mishnah, is only if you wrote two separate letters, like Shem Mishimon. Now ask the Gemara the second question we had from the Brisa. Rebbe Shimon, Hainu Tanakama. The shita of Rebbe Shimon and the Tanakama are the exact same thing. So what's it coming to add to us? We know from both of them that you're going to be chayv once you have Shem Mishimon. You have something that could apply on its own, that could be an entity by itself, even though it's not exactly what you intended to do, as long as it's its own thing. Answers the Gemara of Chitema, Aleph Da'az Recha Yikiminayu. If you're going to tell me that maybe the difference between these two opinions is if someone wrote Aleph down, because the Tanakama Savar Aleph Da'az Recha Lo Mechayev, the Tanakama would hold that you're not going to be chayev for such a thing, because even though you're writing two letters of a word that exists, this word doesn't really ever appear in Tanakh, and since it doesn't really appear in Tanakh, it's not going to be considered that you're going to be chayev. It's not considered its own entity. That would be the Shita of the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Savar Kevan De Isei Biglotare Ba'alma Chayev. Rabbi Shimon says that since people would write Aleph in an amulet, you write it on different things, so you're going to be chayev in that situation. So this would be where they differ. L'meimra De Rabbi Shimon L'chomra. So ask the Gemara, could this really be the pshat? Because this would imply that Rabbi Shimon is more machmir than the Tanakama. V'hatani, but we know from another brisa that Rabbi Shimon is always the meikah. Kodeach kol shu chayev, magara kol shu, v'amabid kol shu atzar b'kli tzura kol shu. So you're going to be chayev if you drill any amount, or if you scrape any amount from a pole or parchment, or if you tan any amount of hide, or if you engrave any amount in the utensil, you're going to be chayev for even the tiniest amount. That's a sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a much more makel sheet. He says, Achi yikdach es kulo, until you drill the entire hole that you plan to do, or Achi yigro es kulo, or until you scrape the entire pole, Achi abed es kulo, until you tan the entire hide, Achi yatzer kulo, or until you engrave the entire design. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is always more makel when it comes to shiurim, so it can't be that he would be the machmir one here. El Rabbi Shimon, rather, Rabbi Shimon is coming to teach us that you're only going to be chayev when you wrote the entire word that you meant to write. So if you meant to write Shimon, you're not going to be chayev until you wrote the word Shimon. But ask the Gemara, mi matzis amar tachli, could you really say this? But the Raisa says, Rabbi Shimon omer ve'asa achas yachla achiktov es hashem kulo tamid lomar me'achas. But we learned from the psukim that you're going to be chayev even for doing something less than you intended to do. So it can't be that Rabbi Shimon is saying you're going to be chayev only if you write the whole name Shimon or Shmuel. So answers the Gemara, tarts ve'mahachli yachla achiktov. So you might have thought that you're not going to be chayev until you wrote the entire pasuk that you were planning to write. Talmud Loma, you're going to be chayev even if you write one word. But you'd still need to write the entire word in order to be chayev according to Rabbi Shimon. So that would be the shita of Rabbi Shimon. But now the Gemara goes on and analyzes the next section of the Brisa. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, V'asa achas v'asa hena. So that pasuk by the Karmon Shogeg told us v'asa me'achas mehena. So there were a lot of drush that we can learn out from this pasuk. So v'asa achas v'asa hena pa'amim shechayev achas al kulon pa'amim shechayev al kul achas v'achas. There are some times that you're going to be chayev for doing many things wrong, and you're only going to be chayev one karmon chatas, and sometimes you're going to be chayev for many karbonos based on which thing you forgot. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason of this according to Rabbi Yosi? Achas me'achas. So we learn out it could have just said achas, but it says me'achas, and hena mehena could have just said hena, but instead it says Mehena. So what do we learn now? From here, achas shehi hena, vehena shehi achas. There are times where there's one thing that you did or one issue that you forgot, but that could lead to many isurim that you're going to be chayev many karbonos. And then it could be a situation where you violated many isurim, hena shehi achas, but you're still only going to be chayev for one karbon. Achas Shimon, me'achas shem mishimon. And we also learn that the extra mem, so just achas, teaches us that you're going to be chayev for writing the entire word Shimon. And what we learn from me'achas, from this extra mem, is even if you just wrote shem mishimon, you're also going to be chayev. Hena avos, me'hena told us, just from the word hena, we would know avos. Me'hena teaches us, told us. Achas shehena, what's the case of achas shehena when you do one thing that can make come chayev for many karbonos, zidon Shabbos v'shirigos melachos. So the case where you'd be chayev for many karbonos is when you knew it was Shabbos, but you just didn't know that the melachos you were doing were aser. So there you're going to be chayev for every single one. And heinu shiachas, but when you did many isurim, but you were only going to be chayev for one karbon, that shirigos Shabbos zidon melachos, where you didn't even know it was Shabbos, but you knew the melachos were aser. But since you didn't know Shabbos, it was all under one big shogeg that you're doing all this, you're only going to be chayev for one karbon. Now comes the Gemara and analyzes the Mishnah further. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Matinu Shem Kata Mishem Gadol. You're going to be chayev for a short word from a long word. And again, we said, Shem Mishemon. But ask the Gemara, Mi Dami, are these really similar? Mem Deshem Sosum, Mem Deshemon Pasuach. If you're writing just Shem from Shimon, so you write Shin Mem. But if you're writing the word Shem, you would have a Mem Sofis. But here, you're writing Shem out of the word Shimon, so you have an open Mem, not a Mem Sofis. So how could you possibly say that this is part of the same word? Because Shin Mem with an open Mem is not really a word. It's with a Mem Sofis. That's how you would write Mem. So Amar of Chista Zosomer Sosum Laso Pasulach Kasher. What we learn from here is clearly that if you're supposed to have an Mem Sofis, but instead you wrote an open Mem or any closed letter that's really supposed to be closed, but you wrote it open, that is going to be kosher. Now, this is an important halacha because it would apply for writing a Sefer Torah, and it would apply for writing tefillin, it would apply for all of these things, so this is a very important klal that comes up. Now, this Gemara is going to be the main source for learning about the letters and how we know what the letters look like and how we know what all these things. This is the source for all of that. So, comes the Gemara and says, Meiseh, we have a challenge on this. The Pasuk says, Uksaf Tam, when the Torah tells us that you shall write. What we learn from here is that the cloth in the tefillin should be a ksiva tama, that it should be perfect. That you shouldn't have the ayins and the alephs mixed up looking like one another. Basin, kafin, kafin, basin. The bases and the chafs should not look too similar, should not get mixed up. Gamin, sadin, sadin, gamin. The gimels and the tzadi should not get mixed up. Dalesin, reishin, reishin, dalesin. The dalins and the reish should not get mixed up. Heyin, chesin, chesin, hein. The heys and the cheses should not get messed up. Vavin, yudin, yudin, vavin. That the vavs and the yud should not get messed up. Zainin, nunin, nunin, zainin. The zayins and the nun should not get mixed up. Tesin, peepin, peepin, tesin. That the pays and the tesis should not get up, get mixed up. Kfufin, pshutin, pshutin, kfufin. The bent letters and the straight letters should not get mixed up. Meimin, samechin, samechin, meimin. So the memsifis and the samachs should not get mixed up. Now, important for us is stumin, psuchin, psuchin, stumin. That what it means when we say you have to have a ksiva tama, that you have to have a perfect writing, means that you don't mix up the closed letters with the open letters. So if that's the case, again, how could we possibly say that if you mix it up, then it's going to be okay, when the pasuk tells us that's not going to be okay? Fine. But the braisa goes now with other specifications that we need for writing out the Torah or the tefillin or whatever else it may be. Parsha psucha lo yasenu stuma, stuma lo yasenu psucha. So an open chapter should not be mixed up with a closed one, and the closed one with an open one. There are certain times we need certain spaces when we get to certain parshios and certain parts. Ksava kashira, that if it's supposed to be written like a song, like az yashir, osha kasav es hashira kayotze, but we shouldn't mix those up. Osha kasav shalo bidyo, or if he wrote it without ink, osha kasav es haz karos bizav, or if he wrote Hashem's name with gold dust, hare ilu yuganzu, all these things should go into geniza. But what we see from here again is that open letters and closed letters are not allowed to be mixed up, so how can we possibly say that we are going to allow that here? So answer the Gemara, huda amar ki aitan. So Rav Chista really set his ruling with the other Tanya. That says what? The Tanya says in the Brisa, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer Nemar B'Sheni V'Niskehem B'Ashishi U'Nsachel B'Shvi'uk Mishpatam. So by the Karbonos of Sukkot, we have these extra words. Really, it should just say V'Niska at the end of all of the Aliyahs, but at the end of the second day Aliyah, it says V'Niskehem. Then by the sixth day of the Karbonos, it says U'Nsachel. And by the seventh day, it says K'Mishpatam instead of K'Mishpa with an extra Mem. So that means Hare Mem Yud Mem. We have an extra letters of Mem Yud Mem, which spells out Mayim. Mikam Remez L'Nisa Chamayim Minator. What this teaches us is that there is this concept of Nisa Chamayim Min HaTorah, these water libations that we use on Sukkot, they exist Min HaTorah. So what this seems to clearly show us is the Mayim, Mem Yud Mem, all of these are Mem Sofises, yet we're saying that it's a Mem, an open Mem. So we see that the open Mem and the closed Mem are all going to be interchangeable and there's going to be no issue. So what do we see is Mida Basuach Vaso, Sosum Kasher, Sosum Nami, Sosum Vaso, Pasuach Kasher. So we see that we're allowed to intermingle the open Mems and the closed Mems and it's going to be okay. Now the Gemara is going to start tomorrow and try to discuss if this is really a valid type of equation to ask on this type of thing. So we'll pick up from Midami tomorrow. This is Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis 103b. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.